Now, beginning at verse 5 and through verse 26, which is the rest of the chapter, you have the cleansing of the Levites, the light of the lampstand, and the laver for the Levites. And the Levites came to the laver for cleansing. That's where they came. They had already been to the brazen altar, which speaks of the cross of Christ. Speaks of how God keeps his servants clean. Now, will you notice it? And I'll begin reading here at verse 5. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them. And friends, if God's going to use you, he'll have to clean you. He'll have to cleanse you. And he has his own way of doing it. And we're told here, how were the Levites cleansed? Here's what we're told. Thus shalt thou do unto them to cleanse them. Number one, sprinkle water of purifying upon them. That was done at the laver. Two, and let them shave all their flesh. And three, let them wash their clothes and so make themselves clean. Four, then let them take a young bullock with his meal offering, even fine flour with oil, and another young bullock shalt thou take for a sin offering. Now all this is important, and all of this has a spiritual message for us. The Levites are cleansed. Now they have to be cleansed for service. You remember what God had said about the tribe of Levi? That is the son of Jacob that came from the tribe of Levi. If you went way back to Genesis 49:5, where old Jacob spoke to this boy at that time, he says, instruments of cruelty are in thy habitations. They needed to be cleansed, by the way. And now the cleansing of the Levites is at the laver. And actually, the important thing today for the child of God is not how you walk, but where you walk. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. You see, the light and the laver went together here. When you walk in the light, you can see that there's imperfection in your life. And then you go to the laver to remove that. And that's when we confess our sins. Now notice these four steps that are given here for cleansing. The first one, sprinkle water. You remember Christ washed the disciples' feet? And he told Simon Peter when he drew his feet up and under him, he said, if I wash you not, you'll have no fellowship with me. You have no part with me, which means fellowship. And John explains that over in 1 John. If we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Yes, but when I walk in the light, I see spots. I see things that are wrong in my life. All right, what are we to do then? If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ will just keep on cleansing us from all sin. That's when we confess it. And then when we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is important, friends. If you are to serve God, you must confess your sins. And this is for believers. The laver is the place for the believer, the saint of God. The brazen altar is the place for the sinner to come to God. Now here, the second thing he's to do, he's to take a sharp razor and he was to shave himself. Now the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it moves right in, divides soul and spirit, bone and marrow. The word of God can dig down into your life and find things wrong that you didn't know were wrong. And that's again why he says in 1 John, if we walk in the light as he's in the light. You need that sharp razor, you see. If you don't think there's a spot on you, then get out the razor and start using the word of God. It's a sharp razor. It's light also. Now, we are told something else. The third thing, he was to wash his garments. Now, garments in Scripture speak largely of the habits of life. In fact, garments call habit. There's a riding habit and a walking habit, and a baby has a crawling habit. And these are garments that the human race wears, and they're the habits. Well, we have certain habits today, and we need to wash our garments. Many of us need to get rid of some of the habits today that's hurting our testimony, and it will hurt our testimony. Now there's a fourth thing that he was to do. He was to take a meal offering, and he was to take a bullock for a burnt offering, and he's to take another young bullock for a sin offering. Now, these offerings we've already seen speak of Christ, and the burnt offering speaks of who he is. The peace offering speaks of the fact he made peace by the blood of his cross, and the meal offering speaks of the fact of who he is, how wonderful he is, and the sin offering speaks of what he's done for us. In other words, all of this cleansing, all of this that's done, is done in the light of the person and work of Christ. He did all of this for us, and he did it in order that we might serve him.